You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to today's Nature Connection show. You're listening to Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner. I'm a flower essence practitioner and a flower essence trainer, and my passion is to share with as many people as possible the empowerment that we can all gain when we connect back to our true natures. And one of the very easiest ways we can do this is by actually connecting back to Mother Nature herself. So on this show, I speak to many different people from many different areas of the field of health. But what everybody has in common is that they all work with nature in one way or another. So today is no exception. My guest today is flower essence trainer and therapist Rosana Soto. Now, Rosana's speaking to us all the way from Brazil, and is going to be speaking to you about some of the work that she does, and she's going to be offering a workshop very shortly here in the UK. But it's going to be talking about the Wheel of the Soul, which is a model that is used in the vibrational world, particularly by the Flower Essence Society Essences in the United States. And this is a wonderful model to actually be able to relate the different stages of the soul to, in a very practical way, to a healing model. So I think you'll find that this is really interesting. Rosana's is also a delightful, very passionate and really interesting lady, and you'll get to hear all about how she came to give up her work as a chemical engineer and work with flower essences. So I'm going to be talking to Rosana very shortly. After all the severe weather that we've had here in the UK over the past few weeks, I get the feeling now that this is starting to get a little bit smoother. So it's very sad how much devastation there has been. So if you're somebody that's been affected, you have a lot of sympathy coming to you from myself. There are some lovely, lovely flower essences that can maybe help with some of the emotional effects of all that you have been through. So if you would like to get in touch, and I'd be very, very happy to give you some advice around those areas. And indeed, in the second half of the show, I'm going to be talking, giving some advice on some essences that may be able to help you. So stay tuned. Certainly, it obviously can't fix any of the physical levels, but on an emotional level, it can maybe help to resolve and just smooth over any of the devastation from an emotional perspective. So I shall be back very shortly and talking to Rosana. You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to today's Natural Health Radio show. This is the Nature Connection show, and my name is Sarah Turner. Today I'm really happy to be talking to a good friend of mine in Brazil. I'm speaking to Rosana Soto. Now, Rosana's a really, really interesting lady, and you're going to find out a little bit more about her shortly. Rosana is a chemical engineer. She's also very experienced in astrology, and she's a flower essence practitioner and trainer. She is the founder of the Cosmos Institute of Flower Therapy, the coordinator of the Brazilian Association of Flower Essences, and the very first trainer in Brazil for the FES essences, the Flower Essence Society essences, which is a beautiful range, which you're also going to be hearing about. So a big welcome to you, Rosanna.
Thank you, Sarah. It's a pleasure to be talking to you, my dear.
It's a great pleasure to have you on the show and to have you sharing all of your knowledge with us, because it's very, very profound. So I'm sure everybody's going to want to know, how come a chemical engineer is a flower essence practitioner? Because I think that's fascinating. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, actually, it started with astrology. You know, I'm a chemical engineer, and I used to work for a big state oil research center in Brazil, our state oil company, Petrobras. And I've used to work at the research center. But I think engineers have some kind of unconventionality, you know, because I've used to work for the innovation department, technology and inventions. And I think this is something of my nature. And I happened to meet another researcher that he talked me about astrology. And after having done my chart, it was so amazing that I decided to study astrology. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, I discovered the flower remedies. And it was a love at first sight. Mm-hmm. And I was strong enough to say goodbye to my old career and to dedicate myself to the study of the flower remedies, combining it with astrology, with the astrological chart. Mm. Okay?
Yes. I love it. There's quite a few people, isn't there, that do come from the more sort of science-based backgrounds, who kind of swap over to this very different way of looking at things. And I think it's wonderful, because you're very balanced, because you have the knowledge of both sides.
Yes, and nowadays, Sarah, what comes to me is that everything that I have done in life helps me to stand for the flower remedies, you know? Because I am a chemical engineer, so chemistry, and I have always worked with inventions, innovations, and things for the future. And the flower remedies for me are a big invention, you know. They are products, when we speak about chemistry, they are products with a brand new concept, an innovative concept, you know. And until Dr. Ba's work, we didn't have the quality products. We had only quantity products. And for me, the main difference between the flower remedies and all the other remedies and medications that we have is that Dr. Ba has discovered a way to impress qualities, information, as we use in our computers, and we use light and light crystals to do this. But yes. Dr. Ba has discovered a way to impress the water with the information of flowers. So for me, the flower remedies touch that part of me that is scientific, that is research, that is to have worked in a research center, you know.
And it's lovely that you're also a trainer and therefore an ambassador for the Flower Essence Society essences, because they have a very strong research background, don't they?
Yes, yes. And it was funny, because the Flower Essence Society came to me through the social work I've used to run in Brazil, you know. Nowadays, I am a counselor of the Núcleo Mãe Maria. And we have a big team of professionals, flower essence therapists and practitioners working there, and I am their bridge to the world. But it was funny because this was something that I longed to do in my career after having some experience with children and learning disorders. And so I wanted a greater number of children to experience. And now I'm going to do a parenthesis because flower remedies in Brazil is perhaps we have a great experience in social work. The way flower remedies enter Brazil is mainly due to social work. Nowadays, we are, because of the many initiatives for public health and institutions, social institutions that use the essences, the government now is allowing officially the flower essences to some public health unities and schools.
Wow.
in some provinces like Rio de Janeiro, Guarulhos, Porto Alegre, and also cities. And so nowadays, flower essence therapy is becoming legal in my country to address all levels of people and children. Okay, mm-hmm. But coming back to the Flower Essence Society, it was through one of my first cases that I had the opportunity to talk to Patricia Kaminski in one of her trainings in Brazil. And this boy has become an ambassador of the flower remedies. And because of him, I ended up being chosen to also to be a teacher for the Flower Essence Society. Mm-hmm. Okay? And these works are published in the journal Calyx, the first journal of flower essence, international journal of flower essence therapy. And you can find the articles there of this boy. So the social work done at Os Ceareiros Núcleo Mãe Maria has allowed me, and the results has allowed me to be in contact, straight contact with the Flower Essence Society, and to become their first teacher, authorized teacher in Brazil.
Mm. Okay. It's exciting, isn't it? And I can totally understand from what you're saying here how all parts of you, your previous background as a chemical engineer, really now serves you when you're doing in this new phase of your career.
Yes, yes. Well, I had a good training to work with inventions.
Yes.
And to write about them.
Yes.
And so I have always been a defender of the flower remedies, you know. And because of my technological background, I try to bring more consciousness to the remedies. They are not just something exoteric. I don't know if you have this term.
We do, esoteric, yes.
Yes, but they are a brand new concept of products, you know. They are the products of this new era.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a breaking point in science for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my approach of the flower remedies. Mm-hmm. I deal with very special products, you know, light products.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. And maybe you can explain what you mean by light products for people listening that don't know how flower essences are made.
Okay. Light products. Light. We are made of light. If we take Einstein relativity theory, light, energy, and matter, they are interchangeable. And light is also information. As we use light and crystals of quartz, silica quartz, to register, to record information, all computers technology is based on information and light. Okay? I'm not sure if I'm being clear.
Yes, but, you are clear.
But,
very clear.
But what Dr. Ba discovered is that each flower carries an information. Flowers in nature reflect human behavior. And we find in nature flowers that are shy. Some others are brave and courageous. Some like the sunflower, mm-hmm. want to have the light, the sunlight, all for it. And so it wants focus, light focus. And studying people, how people behaved. And Dr. Ba reached the conclusion that flowers could reflect this behavior, and flowers could help us. And so he discovered that each flower, again, carries an information, and this information is a virtue that sometimes we are lacking. Mm-hmm. And the plants, they have the both sides. Sometimes it attracts us for the negative side, you know. Mm-hmm. But like mimulus of the Ba remedies, if you want to take a picture of mimulus, it's almost impossible because it trembles so much. But on the other hand, it chooses very dangerous spots to grow. And so there are two polarities in mimulus. One, that it trembles. So it's yellow, the color of fear. And the other one is that he doesn't fear the force of the water, the strength of the water. He gives its seeds on the water. And so Dr. Ba realized that, and he used a light, the light of the sun, to impregnate water with its qualities, you know, mm-hmm. like the light in the crystal and saving information.
Yes.
In the case of the flower remedies, water is the carrier of the information. Nowadays, we have our pen drives, but we used to have our CDs, you know, to register information there. And we put our CDs on the computer and we could read information. How? The same thing happens with the flower remedies, you know. We take the flower remedies, our bodies is a kind of processor, a computer, and we can read. Mm. And as a book, as we read the book, oh, Rosanna, you need to be more brave. Mm. Why? Okay. Mm. Yeah, try to be brave, you know. Mm. And slowly, we keep receiving that information, and slowly we begin to accept, you know. Mm. And so this, I think that we will still discover in the future a mechanism why to prove how flower remedies work, you know. But for me now, for everything that I have studied as a researcher, it's a brand new concept of products. Okay, it's light products, quality products, virtues.
And you explained very, very well there how they managed to transmit the information to us. I really enjoyed that. So thank you. That was really clear. And you're doing a great job talking to us in English. Wonderful.
This is so difficult for me, you know. I haven't studied English to, you know, to give talks and presentations and, you know, but the flower remedies have put me in the world.
Yes.
And I had to use my English, you know, and sometimes I need to learn some Spanish to be able to address in conference also in Spanish. But anyway,
You're doing a wonderful job. Wonderful job. I can't imagine how we would do it in your language, in Portuguese. So
oh yes.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. So I know on that note, actually, I know you're going to be in the UK in March next month, and that you're going to be giving a workshop, and we'll give everybody details of that before we say goodbye to you. But the workshop is all about the Wheel of the Soul, which is a model which is used or was created by the FES Essences. Could you tell us a little bit about it? I know so I've read about it myself and teach my students in my diploma about it, but it would be absolutely wonderful to hear you explaining it.
Okay, the Wheel of the Soul for me is one of the most important theme of the FES research, the Flower Essence Society research. But because what they have done after receiving thousands of case studies from practitioners all over the world, they have realized that flower remedies addresses different areas in the soul. You know, we can use flower remedies for our career, to reach our career, for our relationship, to heal some emotion. And then when they studied that cases and realized the different areas the cases were about and touched, Patricia Kaminsky is very fond of spiritual traditions, teachings, and alchemistry and astrology. And so, actually, she realized that those areas were actually a map of the soul that we can have in many ancient traditions, like the alchemy. And first, they realized there were seven, as the seven planets, visible planets, and the seven notes of the musical scale, and the 7 days of the week. And so they combined this study and realized that this map would give a compass for not only for ourselves to realize which area of my life isn't working very well, or what can I do to enhance this area of my life, but also for flower essence practitioners. Because when we receive our clients for the first time, sometimes we don't know where to begin. You know, there are so many issues to be addressed. And when you have this soul map in your head, you don't need to have it in your desk, on your desk. But when you learn about it, you can visualize a program, a healing program. You know that you will need to work some areas first, but you have a goal, you know. As in life, we need to have goals to achieve, you know. And the Wheel of the Soul started like this, realizing seven main areas, and I used to teach it through my astrology background, and so I love to teach about the wheel of the soul because I can, you know, share about the planets and everything. But at the end of the 20th century, with the increasing ecological consciousness, they realized that there weren't just seven levels. There was another level, you know, another level, which is the eighth level that we can only reach when we establish a nice balance of the other levels, and mainly when you become an essence, a tincture, when you reach your true identity, when you reach your sun, your transpersonal sun, and then you realize that you are not alone. You belong to the whole. Mm. And this eighth level encompasses all the seven ones, mm-hmm. the other seven, mm-hmm. you know, like a higher octave. Octave, do you say? I don't
we
know.
Do. Octave, that's English. Yes, well done.
Yes, okay. And so we can establish programs with our clients and, you know, to reach, to guide a client to reach the eighth level, it's very beautiful because we have many clients search us for emotional issues, and so it's meta level one, you know, the moon consciousness and the flood of emotions, and England is living now a flood,
yes,
right?
Literally, yes. Yeah.
Yes, yes. But, and so we go through all these archetypes of the meta level ones, and then consciousness of the body and consciousness about ourselves. And I'm speaking very quickly about the levels. And sometimes the clients say, "Oh, it's okay. I have worked a lot. I don't need to, you know." But sometimes, no, you can touch and nourish some patterns that are still hidden for the client, mm-hmm. and you can lead him or her to a whole transformation program. Many people who have already a high ecological consciousness, because it wasn't so common to have this at the end of the 20th century, and this started to increase, and now we have many organizations like the Greenpeace and many other ones, and so now it's natural. But normally in our everyday clients, we don't find it. And so it's very beautiful when we can conduct our clients to a whole program, a whole program of transformation. Okay? So this is, for me, this is a great differential in the practice and in our own development.
So it's really interesting to hear you talk about the Wheel of the Soul, Rosanna, and how it can be applied and the whole journey of transformation. And it makes me realize just how useful this is for any practitioner of any healing arts.
Yes, indeed, indeed, Sarah, because for me, this thing is a great foundation for not only flower essence therapy, and it can apply to every essence range, you know, but also for those who are practitioners or psychologists, you know, or for people who want to increase their self-knowledge, you know, because it's a wonderful tool. And fortunately, here in Brazil, we have been using this for many years. Besides me, introducing the flower essence practitioner training in Brazil in 2003, we have many earlier colleagues and teachers that have brought the FES research to Brazil. And so we've heard about this since the very beginning, almost since the very beginning. And since I've loved astrology, I have always used it with my clients, you know?
Yes.
With every flower essence range. Mm. So it's a wonderful tool that I have chosen to be sharing in England in next March. Okay.
Absolutely. And we're going to give the details of that very shortly. But before we do that, I'd just like to ask you if there's a specific flower that you feel you'd like to talk to us about today that may be from the FES range, maybe a flower that's relevant to one of the 8 meta levels, the Wheel of the Soul, or a flower that you feel is astrologically useful right now, or any flower that you feel is relevant.
Yes, when I was talking and visualizing the image of the Wheel of the Soul, and I talked about the sun and transcendent sun, the alpine aster came to me. And the alpine aster is one essence of the new range, the Range of Light kit. But it's a sunflower of our past identities, you know? It's a sunflower from who we were in previous lifetimes. And when we take the alpine aster, we collect our gifts from, I would say, universal gifts, you know? And so it's a sunflower of the soul.
Wow.
It's a sunflower of who we have ever been, you know? And you asked me this before, and I didn't know, but when I talked about the sun and reaching this 8th level, you know, the whole, I remember of this alpine aster. Okay, it's a flower that grows in the Alps too, and it's a beautiful daisy. It's a beautiful daisy with a purple central disc, mm-hmm. and a yellow central disc and purple flowers and purple petals. Okay.
It sounds beautiful, very, very beautiful, yes. and very relevant to what you've been talking about. So, yeah, so Alpine Aster, it's a new essence for me and one that I'd love to try. So let's talk about your workshop. Would you like to tell people the details or shall I? What?
I believe you.
Okay. Okay, so Rosanna is going to be in England to offer a workshop on the 22nd and the 23rd of March this year, 2014. The workshop is being hosted by Universal Essences, who are one of the main distributors of flower essences here in the UK. The workshop's being held in a village called Seal, which is in just outside Farnham in Surrey. So if you're interested in finding out more, please go on to the Universal Essences site. So that's Universal, UNIVERSAL, and Essences with a double S, .com, universalessences.com, and you will see all about Rosanna's workshop. So it's exciting, isn't it, Rosanna?
Yes, Sarah. Thank you very much, my dear. It was lovely to talk to you.
It's
yes.
been lovely. And I'm sure everybody who goes on your workshop is going to have a very, very special time because you have such knowledge and you have such passion too.
I truly hope so. I truly hope so, my dear. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you all.
You're very, very welcome. And if anybody's listening in South America, I'm sure they will know how to find you as well.
Yes. Just Google my name, you know, Rosanna Salt, and there you'll find me.
Yes. Okay. So that's Rosanna, Rosanna, and Soto is Souto. So
yes.
Thank you very, very much, Rosanna. It's been an absolute delight speaking to you.
Okay, the same, my dear.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome back to the Nature Connections Show on Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner, and in this second part of the show, I'd like to talk to you about some essences that may be very helpful for the times that we are going through. Namely, right now, as this show is being recorded in February 2014, we're having some very strange weather patterns here on our planet. And here in the UK, there's been some extreme flooding, which has caused a lot of devastation. And I believe in other countries as well, there are many events which are very disturbing, some of which are causing loss of life, loss of home, loss of habitat. And just generally, we're in a time of transition and change. And for that reason, it's often very difficult to find a smooth way through life. So I'd like to talk, first of all, a little bit about some essences that can be very useful for these times. And first of all, talking about rescue remedies, which maybe many of you have heard of, but what many people don't realize is that there are many different kinds of rescue remedies, and depending on where you live and what kind of support you need, there are different essences that serve the purpose of rescuing us, in inverted commas, for those reasons. So if you find yourself in a place of shock, of trauma, if there's some kind of deep transformation happening in your life, whether this is happening to you physically through an illness or through your home, for example, all the flooding that's been happening here in the UK, it's been deeply traumatic for people having to leave their homes and to lose their possessions. One of the first places, the first port of calls for essences would actually be the rescue remedy, which here in the UK is very, very widely available in Boots the Chemist and many of the health shops. And I believe in other countries of the world, it's very easy to get hold of rescue remedy as well. So if this is the easiest way for you to access flower essences, please don't discount them as being able to help you. They certainly don't replace in any way any physical support that you might need, either from your GP or any medication that you take, or even if you're doing this naturally with herbal remedies. They don't replace or help us on the physical level, but certainly emotionally and spiritually they can be very, very soothing and calming, which, as we all know, can actually aid the physical. So some other rescue type essences that you might feel drawn to if you're able to get hold of them, and for most of us it's possible to get them via the internet, a lovely essence that would be very, very relevant at this time would be the Alaskan essences, and their, in inverted commas, rescue remedy is the soul support essence. Now this is, again, is a very beautiful combination of essences which address, like a rescue remedy, all aspects of needing to be supported. But this The soul support is very specific and carries the vibration of actually supporting the soul. Now, clearly this can address any physical transition, devastation, just like a rescue remedy. But the Alaskan essences are a very soul-based range. So if you feel that the trauma that you're going through is actually resonating with you more at a soul level, then actually the soul support essence may be very supportive for you. Another couple of essences that you might be able to get hold of very easily is the emergency essence from the bush flower essences. Again, a lovely, quite physical essence. I always find that the bush essences pack a punch on a physical level. So if there's something happening to you physically and you actually want to feel those physical effects in your body, then try the bush essences because they are very good at that. And another one of my favorites is the Fox Mountain Emergency Relief Essence. Again, this is a very pure elemental energy that people can usually feel as a fresh, vibrant energy flooding their energy system, and therefore thereby mitigating any of the effects, some of the effects of any of the trauma that's going on around them. So do keep your eyes and energy systems open to learn about different kinds of rescue remedy, because depending on what's happening to you, it may well be that a different kind of rescue remedy may be more suited to you. So that would be my very first advice for anybody going through any sort of trauma, devastation right now, is to see if you can just pop into your local health store, get yourself a bottle of rescue remedy, whatever's the easiest for you, or to look on the internet. All you need to do is just put a couple of drops in your water, in your tea, and just to sip throughout the day, and you will find that the days become a little easier, that you get to the end of the day with more courage, more energy, and that you'll find that there is a level of support comes in. It's very subtle, but most people look back at the end of the day or at the end of the week and see that they have coped better than they may have done had they not actually taken any of the essence. It's very easy also to give to all members of the family. Flower essences can easily be taken by children. You just need to dilute it down in their juice. So you can also give it to all members of the family, to anybody that's poorly on medication. Flower essences are very, very safe. You can give it to your pets, as when this kind of thing happens to us, our animal friends are also impacted by the trauma. So again, you can put a couple of drops in their water bowl or in their food. You can also put a couple of drops in the palm of your hand and just stroke their coats. They find this very, very soothing. So that would be my first port of call for any essence where there has been trauma or devastation. Now, one specific essence that may be very useful as well at times like these is a lovely essence called Bleeding Heart. Now, you may well be familiar with this flower. It does grow in English gardens if you're listening in the UK. It's also a flower that grows in the United States. Now, the signature of the Bleeding Heart is that there's different colours of them. They have white ones and also pink ones, but they're like their little tiny hearts that actually grow along the stem of the plant. So you've got this little line, almost like a necklace, of these little tiny hearts, and they physically look like hearts. So it's very, very easily recognised and a beautiful, beautiful flower to have in your garden. Now, from a vibrational perspective, a bleeding heart essence is an essence for a heart that is bleeding. Now, it's a lovely essence to take at any time when the heart is closed or in pain. So an example of might be this: if you have lost somebody, so if there's been a bereavement, a death to somebody very close and dear to you. In equal measure, if you have lost your home in the floods or due to other circumstances or lost possessions, this can be very, very devastating to the energy system and then to the heart center. So Bleeding Heart is very useful at any time when our heart closes due to grief, due to sorrow, and all of the emotions that come alongside those, which include anger, why did this happen to me, all of those scenarios. So Bleeding Heart is an essence of loving kindness. It's an essence for forgiveness, an essence for compassion, most importantly for self-compassion, compassion first and foremost towards you. Because when we open our hearts back to ourselves, then we are also able to do that for others and to scenarios that have happened to us. So this is a lovely essence. If you feel that you need more than a rescue remedy that I spoke about just a few moments ago, the Bleeding Heart essence would be very, very useful for you. More, possibly more of a long-term essence to take for several weeks, even several months, as you begin to piece your life back together again. Again, it's very safe to give to all members of the family. Now, Bleeding Heart essence is made by quite a few different producers. The ones that I know about, it's made by the Alaskan Essences, by FES Essences, by the Fox Mountain Essences. Now, these are all ranges that are available in the United States. If you live in the UK, my own range of Moonflower Essences also makes a Bleeding Heart essence. And you'll probably find, if you Google it, other ranges as well, which will be able to offer you this essence. So trust the one that you find is the right one for you. Another essence that may be very useful at these times, and particularly I'm tuning in as well at the moment to the fact that we have just passed an extraordinary weekend, which was a full moon weekend. It coincided with Valentine's Day on February the 14th, with a full moon in Leo, and also to very severe winds and rains here in the UK. It really was quite an extraordinary weekend of very, very high, intense energy, which was quite difficult to digest for many people. The energies are now smoothing out again, and we are sort of slipping into the waning moon phase, which is the second half of the moon cycle, where we go from full moon back down to dark moon. So we see less and less light from the moon. So in any time of the waning moon, it's a great time to focus on letting go. It's a great time to focus on cleansing and really saying goodbye to what is no longer needed, is no longer necessary in our lives. So it fits together quite nicely along this same topic. Although for many of us who haven't been through physical devastation, it's something that's useful to do. If you have been through any kind of devastation, then these essences will also be very useful for you, but on a slightly more acute level. So the next essence that I'd really like to talk to you about, which will fit both if you've been through trauma and devastation, and if you're purely interested in letting go, rebalancing yourself in this waning moon phase, is another essence from the Alaskan range. It's a combination called Purification. Now, it's one of my favorite space clearing ranges. The essences that are in the Purification are black tourmaline, which is a gem essence, which is wonderful for clearing electromagnetic energy and basically any energy that is no longer needed by the energy system. As it's a gem essence, it does have a little bit more of a physical impact on the body. We feel it a little bit more physically. It also contains two flower essences, one called Fireweed, which is a beautiful magenta flower, which helps to regenerate the energy system. So when there has been any time in our energy system where there has been a breakdown or a saying goodbye, it helps to re-knit the energy system back together again. So it's a very useful essence for regeneration. Another flower essence in the Purification formula is Sweet Grass, which is a very beautiful essence, particularly sprayed topically or can be taken internally as well, really just to clear out old energy from the body. Very useful in cycles of completion when we have done a lot of work and we just need that final push inside the body or outside in the energy system to allow the completion of the energy to leave. So that's sweetgrass. And the fourth essence that's in the purification combination is an environmental essence called Portage Glacier. Now, Portage Glacier is actually made from the water in the Portage Glacier, and the bowl was actually placed in the glacier and allowed to sit in the first rays of the morning sunlight. And it's a wonderful, wonderful essence for allowing yourself to surrender to all that is no longer necessary in your life, and infusing the energy system with a very pure elemental new energy. So you can put it in your bath, you can put it in a spray, spray it around where you live, and you can also take it internally. So if this feels like something that you would like to use, you can get it from the Alaskan Essences. It's called the Purification Essence. So I took it a couple of weeks ago myself, having had a fairly routine trip to the dentist and had some fillings, and took it for a couple of days just to allow the effects of the anesthetic that I'd had, the local anesthetic. Plus, every time you have fillings, there's always a little bit of mercury that if you have old fillings that's released into the system. So just to allow that to leave my system, it felt like a very nurturing thing to do, lots of self-care. So you can take it on a very routine level like that. It's a great essence to take if you're doing any kind of detox as we come up to spring. Very, very useful to have. In the waning moon phase, it's a great time to focus on letting go. And also coming back to anybody that's had any kind of devastation in their homes. This would be a lovely essence to actually put into a mister and just spray around the areas that have been flooded, or if you have had something happen in your home that feels unclean, you don't feel comfortable there anymore. It really just allows those energies, you to say goodbye to those energies and to allow this pure, clean, elemental energy back into your space. So to get hold of the Alaskan Essences, if you look on the internet, there are distributors in the UK. Very easy to get hold of them in the United States because that's where they come from. So have a look. There's a very beautiful range of essences and very suited to our times. On the diploma for flower essence practitioners that I run through my company, Essentially Flowers, it's one of the ranges that we look at and loved by all of the students, and is one of my very favourite ranges too. So the final essence that I'd like to share with you today is important for everything we've spoken about so far. It's important if you are in a place where you are rebuilding your life for whatever reason. It's important if you are looking to take care of yourself in this waning moon phase. It's important if you are a busy person that has little time to actually take care of yourself. And isn't that true for all of us on some level nowadays with life so busy? It's a great essence to take if you're doing any inner child work. And the essence that I'm referring to is a rose quartz gem essence. Now, this is one of my absolute favorite go-to essences. Anytime that I'm not feeling quite myself, I will get out my rose quartz essence. And most of the time, it does a superb job of just allowing me to feel safe and comfortable once more in my body. Now, rose quartz is a lovely, safe, easy crystal to use. Likewise, it's a lovely, safe gem essence to use. How it works is really just allowing the heart to become soft and open, allowing ourselves back into our hearts, allowing the energy to flow through, having self-love, self-compassion, and just allowing ourselves to be kind to ourselves, to taking time out for ourselves, and really just knowing that we are enough just as we are. No need to push, no need to strive, just being enough exactly as we are right now. It's a lovely essence for children to take. So if you have a child or know of a child that has some anxiety or has maybe been through difficult times and needs some lightness and some love in their lives, rose quartz is a lovely, lovely essence. You might like to take them to out to a shop where you can get hold of some crystals and just treat them to some rose quartz tumble stones if they're old enough to be able to use things like that. Failing that, to actually get some gem essence, pop a few drops in the bath into a mister, put a couple of drops in drinking water, and just enjoy this very pink, beautifully soft, opening energy. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to today's show. It's and listening to the essences that can help at this time of year as we say goodbye during the waning moon phase, and also to help with some of this very challenging energy that's present right now in our planet in this transition phase. So I look forward to seeing you again next week, where I will be speaking to another person who works with nature and sharing with you all the healing powers of the nature kingdom. So until next week, many blessings to you from myself and the Nature Kingdom.